This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli announces that government will provide startup loan assistance to at least 500 young entrepreneurs to promote entrepreneurship. Secondary Education Examination SEE starts across Nepal today with the first exam conducted at 2,079 centres. And US President Donald Trump suggests that US could take ownership of power plants in Ukraine to ensure their security. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli announced that the government will provide startup loan assistance to at least 500 young entrepreneurs to promote entrepreneurship in the country. Addressing lawmakers' questions in the House of Representatives meeting today, he said the selection process for the applicants seeking concessional loans to encourage creativity and innovation was in its final stage. Prime Minister Oli emphasized that the government aimed at boosting domestic production and employment through such initiatives, noting the recent conclusion of the National Labour and Employment Conference. He acknowledged that youth migration abroad was a global trend and should not be viewed entirely negatively as it reflected expanded opportunities. However, he stressed that the government was actively creating entrepreneurship and job opportunities domestically, urging against the spread of pessimism about the country's potential. Prime Minister Oli highlighted ongoing efforts to improve the industrial investment climate, attract foreign investment, and reduce the trade deficit through export promotion and import management. Additionally, he reported progress on healthcare initiatives, including a feasibility study for a modern birthing hospital in Lumbini province and updates on sustainable operation of Gautam Buddha International Airport, where initiatives like fee waivers had been introduced to boost international flights. Meanwhile, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli held a courtesy meeting with Moldova's Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister, Mihai Popsoi, who is currently on a visit to Nepal at the Prime Minister's residence in Balwatar today. The meeting focused on bilateral relations and matters of mutual interest. Both leaders expressed shared views on collaborations in areas such as climate change, education, culture, and trade expansion. Prime Minister Oli urged Moldova to participate in the upcoming Sagarmatha Sambad Climate Conference, scheduled for 16 to 18 of May, in Kathmandu, emphasizing Nepal's focus on climate change issues from the Himalayas to the oceans. The meeting was attended by Prime Minister's Chief Advisor Vishnu Prasad Rimal, Joint Secretary of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs Ganesh Prasad Thakal, and other officials. The Secondary Education Examination, SEE, started peacefully across Nepal today with the first exam conducted at 2,079 centres. Nandalal Paudel, who is the controller of examinations at the National Examination Board, said that exams ran smoothly nationwide. He highlighted that strong security arrangements ensured a calm atmosphere at all centres. Paudel noted that 29 students in Japan also took part with question papers sent via email just before the exam began. Today is International Day of Happiness. Various programs are being held to mark the occasion in the country and abroad. The UN General Assembly declared 20th of March as the International Day of Happiness on the 12th of July 2012, following Bhutan's initiative. Bhutan has prioritized gross national happiness over gross national income since the 1970s. The day aims to highlight the importance of happiness and well-being globally. It's also French Language Day today. The UN celebrates six language days: French, Arabic, Chinese, English, Russian, and Spanish. French Language Day began on the 20th of March 1970, marking the creation of the Agency for Cultural and Technical Cooperation. Celebrating the 70th anniversary of diplomatic ties between Nepal and China, Pokhara Metropolitan City and the Chinese Embassy organized a vibrant cultural program at Pokhara City Hall yesterday evening. Chinese artists mesmerize attendees with captivating performances showcasing their rich artistic heritage. The event aimed to deepen cultural bonds and mutual understanding between the two nations. Organizers hope this exchange will further strengthen Nepal-China friendship, alleviating it through shared cultural appreciation. Pokhara is also celebrating Visit Pokhara Year 2025 this year. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has suggested the U.S. could take ownership of power plants in Ukraine to ensure their security. White House officials said the proposal came in President Trump's phone call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, but the Ukrainian president said only Zaporizhia plant was discussed. Zelensky said lasting peace was achievable this year after the positive phone call. Trump described the phone call as very good. Meanwhile, Ukrainian officials said this morning that at least 10 people have been injured following Russian airstrikes overnight. Meanwhile, an airfield is on fire in Russia's Saratov region after Ukrainian drone strikes, according to local officials. Senior military officers from around 20 countries will later meet in the United Kingdom to discuss a possible peacekeeping force in the event of any ceasefire. European Union, EU leaders and social partners met in Brussels for the Tripartite Social Summit. The main theme of the summit was bringing Europe back on track in a challenging geopolitical environment as an attractive, competitive and investment-friendly location that protects and creates quality jobs. The participants discussed strengthening the European Union in the challenging geopolitical environment and bringing Europe back on track as an attractive business and investment location to sustain the European model and quality jobs. Points raised during the discussion included the importance of investing in skill development, both when it comes to creating and maintaining high-quality jobs and as regards the European Union's overall competitiveness. Participants also discussed the ongoing impact on the geopolitical situation, including the war in Ukraine and rising trade tariffs, and the importance not only of maintaining internal unity in the face of these challenges, but also building strong alliances with external partners. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, with the partial influence of the westerly and local winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain or thunder and lightning are likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali province today. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places in the high mountainous region of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali province today. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli announces that government will provide startup loan assistance to at least 500 young entrepreneurs to promote entrepreneurship in the country. Secondary Education Examination SEE starts across Nepal today with the first exam conducted at 2,079 centres. And U.S. President Donald Trump suggests the U.S. could take ownership of power plants in Ukraine to ensure their security. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.